At an Arctic Energy Summit in Washington, D.C., federal regulators pushed back against ConocoPhillips, citing regulatory uncertainty. ConocoPhillips recently announced it is suspending its Arctic drilling campaign indefinitely. APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
Deputy Secretary of the Interior David Hayes says the federal government has been explicit in its demands of companies planning to drill in the Arctic Ocean. He says every company will need a capping stack and containment system in case of a spill.
There really is not much of a question about what the expectations are for folks drilling in the Arctic. We've laid it out with Shell. We've told the rest of the industry these are the expectations. They're common sense expectations. Number two, we learned through last summer that it's hard to pull this off in the Arctic.
Secretary Hayes is referencing Shell's bungled summer. The company hoped to drill to oil-producing depths, but repeated errors and government punishments prevented that from happening. Instead, Shell drilled two pilot wells, then grounded its drilling rig Kulik on the way home to Seattle. The Department of Interior followed with a report laying out a guideline for all future Arctic drilling. Companies will now be required to oversee every aspect of the drilling operation, from marine transit to drilling to closing the well down for the season. At the Arctic Energy event, Secretary Hayes made clear to the international audience that the United States should lead in sensible standards on Arctic operators.
We are setting together a menu of expectations that can provide the blueprint for what other companies should do or what other countries should expect of their companies throughout the Arctic.
Also on the panel was Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell.
There are big prospects in the Arctic and small prospects in the Arctic.
Treadwell says he met with Conoco executives who say the federal government's rules are too unclear to decipher. He's advocating for a case-by-case set of regulations for each operator, not an Arctic-wide policy.
If two companies can't say, hey, we're going to go about this in a different way, you've got a problem.
Treadwell says he's worried undue federal regulations will force oil companies out of Alaska, leaving the Trans-Alaska pipeline in peril. To Treadwell, that's just one reason the recently passed tax cuts make the state more enticing. Treadwell says Governor Sean Parnell will soon sign the bill into law. That's welcome news to Secretary Hayes.
Well, that'll be great because that in the near term is the way to continue that pipeline.
And for the foreseeable future, the oil in the pipeline will come from land, not the ocean. In Anchorage, I'm Peter Granitz.